This is a dictation for patient Sheila Cotton, SHEELACOTTON, Sheila Cotton, date of birth 10/20/1973, date of accident 2/25/2022, date of service is 4/13/2022. It's a new patient visit. Date of accident is 2/25/2022. The patient reports that she is having severe pains in the neck, the both shoulders and the lower back, with radiation to both arms involving second, third and fourth finger, as numbness and tingling anteriorly, as well as right hip and pain in the right buttock posteriorly. Pain in the knee is also reported. Severe headache is reported as well. The patient reports the headaches are worsening, and she attributes all of these symptoms to an accident near Tim Horton on 8 Mile and Mount Road on 2/25/2022. The details of the accidents are as follows. The patient reports that she was traveling as a restaurant driver in the morning, around 8 o'clock in the morning, on 2/25/2022. She was driving a pickup truck, which was a small truck, and she was all alone in the vehicle. And she was hit on 8 Mile and Mount Road in a driveway of the Tim Hortons restaurant. She was rear-ended, and it resulted into a hit-and-run accident. The patient reports that the speed of the other car was around 30, and while she was almost at zero. She was wearing a seatbelt, airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. The police did not arrive at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. The patient went to the police station to file the report, and the police wanted to. Police has asked her to leave her car at the accident site, but she did not do that. She brought her car. She went to the ER later on same day to Macomb Hospital by herself. She did call 911. Police never came. Regarding the damage, patient report that her trunk and the bumper in the rear is completely damaged, cannot open. However, the car is not completely total. And inside, the steering wheel, the headrest, the seat belts, console, everything is all, dashboard, all are all okay. Regarding the injury, patient report that she jammed her head into the headrest mainly, but there was no direct trauma to the chest or head, to the steering wheel, no chest trauma, no abdominal or pelvic trauma, or even knee injury. She denies hitting into any other hard surface. History of presenting illness, patient report that she's suffering from severe headache, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. They last all day, and they're only helped by Norco or Percocet, otherwise the headache continue. Mostly they're located in the front, and they are severe. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10, they're constant, and they're sensitive to the light, but they're not sensitive to the noise. Associated factor, there is no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. In the additional symptom of TBI, patient reports of dizziness and loss of memory, but denies any vertigo, denies any loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no seizures. She denies any forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. She denies any incontinence issues. She denies any nausea, vomiting. She denies any blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, or any other issues. And she had history of difficulty walking due to this pains in the lower back and legs. She has a numbness and tingling of both hands, and second, third, fourth fingers are affected. She has a sleep disturbance for 2 to 3 hours. She also reports of saddle anesthesia on the right buttock, which is numbed. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has ongoing severe constant pain in the neck, which is around 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, as well as pain in both the shoulders, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. She is unable to lift her arm beyond 70 degrees of abduction, beyond which there is severe pain. There is no pain in the middle back, but there is pain in the lower back, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. She also reports of radiation of pain to the right buttock posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Some pain in the right hip is also complained of. There is a radiation of some numbness and tingling in the anterior part of both upper extremities involving second, third, and fourth finger. in a carpal tunnel type of a syndrome. The pains are almost continuous, and they have been going on since the accident that occurred on 2/25/2022. They're described as being stabbing sharp, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and the ADLs are affected between 9 and 10. Modifying factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, lying down, walking, and the pain is improved by nothing. Regarding the MRIs and X-rays, no X-rays have been done. He has not gone to any, she has gone to Macomb Hospital, St. John, ER, but they did not do any X-ray or CT scan. Thereafter, she started going to see her primary care physician, Dr. Fingal, F-I-N-G-A-L, but he has not done any investigation, only narco was prescribed. Regarding physical therapy, she is using United Rehab due to the previous connections. There is no physical therapy done here, no MRI has been done since 2/25/2022. She has also not done any chiropractic treatment, no medication, surgery or injections are done. And she denies any blood or bowel incontinence and no muscle weakness. There is a numbness, tingling only in the upper extremities bilaterally with the involvement of second, third finger. Most of the numbness is anteriorly located. System review, you are probably review the chart. Past surgical is to review the chart. She has a history of surgery on cervical and lumbar spine with fusion of cervical and lumbar spine. She had a surgery for left carpal tunnel 2017. She also had an ovarian cyst surgery on 2023. Allergies to penicillin, family history. Mother is alive and she has diabetes and rotator cuff tear. Father is alive, he's a bipolarity, schizophrenia. Siblings say she does not remember. Relationship status, patient single, lives with mom. She currently is not working, unemployed, and disability none. Legal history, patient is on SSI, has never filed a disability. She has no legal action going on. Alcohol, personal history, patient does not drink, she smokes once in a while, and regarding abuse of recreational drugs, none. Has been clean for 16 years. The physical exam, the ADLs that are reported are as follows. Patient report that only reaching into cabinets is affected 10 among all of the ADLs, but however, she does need some help in general ADLs. Relationship with people is also reported affected 10. She has some difficulty thinking and sweating. Vomiting and nausea 9. Tiredness 9. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 126/78, pulse is 81 pulse, respiratory rate is 20, temperature is 96.7. Height 5'3", weight is 222 pounds. She is a 50-year-old African American female, and she is a obese, well built, good nutrition, stable, cooperative, conscious. Is sitting comfortably, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. She does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk with a rollator walker with some pain. Rest of the exam is from the template, except in the skin. Please mention there is a scar in the neck and the lower back, 3-inch long scar in the lower back, 2-inch long scar in the neck area for the previous cervical and lumbar surgery, spine surgeries. Neurological examination is normal. Gait is intalgic, and patient is using a rollator walker. Musculoskeletal examination reveals that there is a spasm of the paraspinal muscles, L1 to L5 bilaterally, with several trigger points as well as in spasm. She also has a tenderness of the right sacroiliac joint. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from template. Spine tenderness is present in the right sacroiliac joint and L4, L5. The spasm is only in paraspinal muscles of L1 to L5 with hypertonicity of 1+. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 30, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 35, bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15, hyperextension was found painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is positive, Dermot test is positive, Stetson test was negative, Soto heart test was negative. No sign of cervical myelopathy are noticed. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative, lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test was negative, straight leg raising test was found positive at 30 degrees, and cross leg test is also positive bilaterally. Our CAM test is negative, and Breger test, Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, only right sacroiliac joint was tender with positive paper test and Gonsalon test. However, the distraction test, iliac compression test, tending flexion test are all negative. So, in the extremities examination, please use the template. Except for the upper extremities, the rest of the extremities are completely normal. Examination of both the shoulders revealed that on inspection, there are no major finding, there is no dislocation, fracture, or tenderness, lacerations. On palpation, there are no contusion or any other positive findings. Some tenderness is noticed in the rotator cuff region. Range of motions are limited to 70 degrees of abduction on active motion, beyond which severe pain is noticed. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests were conducted. The Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive bilaterally, along with M2BR-CAN test positive. Speed test, near test were found positive. Anterior posterior apprehension was positive. Drop arm test was negative. Elbow joint was normal. Hand and wrist examination reveals that there is a carpotunnel compression test positive. Thinel sign was positive. Phelan sign was positive bilaterally. However, there is normal muscles, no muscle atrophy. The motor power is 4/5. No atrophy, deviation, fracture, swelling are noticed. And no muscle weakness, no atrophy of thin or prominence. Reflexes are normal, grip is normal, sensations are intact. Peripheral pulsation is completely normal. Right hip joint is completely normal, no fracture, tenderness is noticed. Possibly there is a greater trochanter bursitis, but however there is no fracture, no tenderness, spasm or contraction. The range of motions are completely normal. No contusion or laceration notice, no valgus varus abnormality, no leg length discrepancy. And special tests were conducted. Thomas test, Ellie test, log roll, Patrick sign, and Trendelenburg sign are all negative. Knee examination was also completely normal. Diagnosis. General is V89.2 XXD 110, E66.9, R26.89, S09.90XA, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, ligaments, M54.0, upper extremities in the shoulder, M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Wrist examination, M25.531, M25.532, hand M79.641, M79.642, and G56.01, G56.02. Pain in the right leg, M79.601, pain in the right hip, M25.551. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA, M96.1, thoracic spine, I'm 54.09. Lumbar spine, I'm 54.5 by 1.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine, I'm 46.1. Oh, and L spine, please mention M96.1. And sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5, XXN. Plan of care for Sheila Cotton comes from the template. The treatment plan for Sheila Cotton is as follows. First is physical therapy, which has been ordered for her to help in the soft tissue trauma two times per week, focusing on the neck, lumbar, bilateral shoulder, both hands, possibly carpal, right sacroiliac joints with traction massage. The disability is in work and housework replacement and transportation. Her MAPS were reviewed, labs were reviewed. The medications, non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications that are provided to the patient are as follows. The patient is provided with Mobic 15 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety and depression, sleep, Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief, Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief was provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry are all yes. Patient will be referred to psychiatry for pre-existing issues and current anxiety. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. Well, there is a previous records are available. She has been our patient on 2 occasions. Initially, she was reported to have fallen in MGM casino with her rollator walker. Something was projecting out of the floor on 9/17/2018. That led to the presence of severe pain in both the knees, right elbow, both shoulders. She underwent physical therapy at that time. In 2016, she had a bus accident where she was traveling. She fell when the bus was rear-ended. It caused her an injury to her neck and lower back and stomach, where she was operated for the cervical spine fusion, lumbar spine fusion, and stomach surgery by Dr. Kornblum. The case was all completely settled and closed. An epidural was reportedly done for 10/12/2018. On 4/9/2018, there was a motor vehicle accident where she was rear-ended as a driver, restaurant driver. She went to the ER, Henry Ford Hospital. Subsequently, she had severe pain in the neck, lower back, left shoulder, and she was having an effect on sleep and very forgetful. EEG was found normal. Carpal tunnel test was positive. Ulnar motor was also affected. An MRI of the left shoulder shows AC joint hypertrophy and impingement, while supra and infraspinatus tendon tear was noticed on 4/19/2018. Lumbar sacral spine showed a fusion of L3-4, L4-5, and also sacroiliac joint was found normal. Cervical spine showed a fusion of C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and the patient was provided injection to the intra-articular knee, intra-articular shoulder, and carpal tunnel injection times 2 each. Lumbar epidural was done on 10/12/2018. No surgical intervention was conducted. Current interventional pain procedures, none are on the protocol. Surgical options, none. Referred to neuropsych. Patient is being referred to neuropsych evaluation for identifying any brain trauma. Attended care caseworker is not warranted. Right now, patient refused to have a caseworker. Past medical records are ordered release investigations. An MRI for cervical spine and a lumbar spine is being ordered. DMEs. The patient seems to have a rollator walker right now, and she has been provided with the back brace, neck brace, and tense unit. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Disability, patient is found disabled for housework and any other job. And follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.